This week, in honor of Trinity Sunday, the sign by the road asks, "Do you like a mystery?" No, we are not talking Sherlock Holmes, but the doctrine of the Church. What do we believe, teach, and confess? Trinity Sunday marks the division of the Church year from following the life of Jesus from his birth through his death and resurrection to his ascension. Unlike the other feasts during the year, today celebrates the Church's understanding of God. This is a mystery that we cannot solve. The Bible, from the opening pages, shows us that God is one, yet God is three persons. Even the word which we translate as God, Elohim, is plural. Properly speaking, we can render the first verse of Genesis as, "In the beginning God's created the heaven and the earth." The famous cry of the Old Testament, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one," confesses the doctrine of the Trinity. Sunday's Gospel reading from the third chapter of John clearly teaches the work of the three persons as well as our need for a Savior. "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, 'Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.' Jesus answered him, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.'" May our Lord bless us as we ponder this mystery of faith for our eternal salvation. Amen.